You own and you take responsibility for your conscious self, but the real you is much deeper than that. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is the second in the new series, High Holy Days Formula Number 2. So last week, we talked about growth. We talked about tshuva, reconnection, improvement, and moving on in a better way for the new year. And we examined this idea of every day being a new opportunity and not being defined by the past. But on the other hand, although we're not defined by the past, and we know that every day is a new gift and a new opportunity, but at some stage we do need to fix our failures, we need to work on our weak spots in our personality, we need to work on our spiritual weaknesses, and we have to make a change. We're not going to be defined by the past, but we do have to take responsibility for it and change. But how do we change? What's the first step? How do we do this? So once we realize and acknowledge and take responsibility for the things we need to take responsibility for, and this happens through the month of Elul formula, as we spoke about last week, the idea of stock-taking, reflecting, and realize, yes, that we have many strengths, but we also have many weaknesses for which we have to take some personal responsibility and work on. The next step is very much symbolized by the Rosh Hashanah formula. Let me give you a bit of an introduction. The human being is a complex machine. We have many layers. And for the sake of being brief for this particular episode, let's just say it this way. We have two parts of who we are, our conscious self and our real self. The conscious self is how we operate, our routine, the way we think, the way we feel, the way we respond, the way we behave. That's the conscious self. That's the self that we deal with every single day in and day out. However, there's a much deeper self. The conscious self is not really our central definition. It's not who we are, but defined by. We have a much deeper self, a spark at the very essence of our soul, a divine energy, a spark of purity and pristineness, the neshama, the soul, that is never damaged, that has never been corrupted, that is never transgressed, that has never been impurified or defiled. That's the spark we each and every one of us have at the very core, at the very depth of who we are. And in order to have effective change and sustainable change, the first thing we need to do is to reconnect to that real self. That real self is often in the background. That real self is often goes unnoticed because we're too busy with our conscious self. We're too busy with who we're doing and what we're doing and who we're doing it with. And we ignore, we forget about the real self, the soul, the spark of purity, the spark of infinity that we have at the very core of our essence. And when we want to embark on a journey of change, especially when we recognize that the conscious self is full of ups and downs, the conscious self is full of good things and not such good things, strengths and sometimes weaknesses or even failures, which is all normal. That's part of being human, and that's okay. But we kind of get overwhelmed and we think, well, if we've messed up and maybe repeatedly messed up, we've repeatedly made the same mistakes we tried last year, we lied the year before. So how do we move on? How do we actually let go of the past? How do we take responsibility? How do we improve? And the answer is, step one is, we need to go to the very essence. We need to strip down to the very spark, to reconnect, to reveal, to expose the real self. And that, in fact, is the message, the symbol of Rosh Hashanah. You know, it's interesting that on Rosh Hashanah, we don't, in our prayers, we don't make mention, we don't engage with our behavior. We do it on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we're very specific about the things we might have done wrong. We confess, we make a plan, we really sort of confront in a very detailed way our conscious self, the successes and the failures. But not on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we just connect to our real self because we know and we remind ourselves that yes, our conscious self, the way we operate every day is something we need to take responsibility for. It is ours. We own it and we have to own our successes and our mistakes, but they're not us. They don't define us. The shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah is that pure, simple sound. It's like a cry coming from the very depths of the soul. Because Rosh Hashanah, we rise above. We go to the part of us that never failed. We go to the part of us that that never makes a mistake. We go to the part of us that is infinite and pure. And when we expose that part of who we are and we understand that it's the real who, that's the real me, then we can repair. Then, only then, when we understand that we transcend our own failures, then we can own our failures. And then we can take responsibility for the mistakes we make, because it hasn't defined who we are. So we can work with it. The real us, the pure us, the transcendent us, that spark at the very essence of who we are, can now actually work with the conscious self and improve on it. That's a really important perspective. People often miss that. People often just get enmeshed and entangled in the things that they've been engaged with and kind of find it very hard to navigate that proper change, because they don't understand their own self-worth. They don't understand the intrinsic worth. So step one, before we can make the plan, step one is actually the reflection and the acknowledgement that we need to change. Step one of the change is to expose and to connect that real self before we go into a detailed plan of how we're actually going to do that. And that's the Rosh Hashanah model. That's the formula of the Rosh Hashanah. So let's try and internalize that. Just sit in a very relaxed way, comfortable way. Slowly close your eyes and turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Just relaxing, focusing, becoming aware, inhaling and exhaling with the rhythm of the breathing life force. Your mind wanders, just become conscious gently, not judgmentally, just bring it back and just focus a bit more on just the rhythm of your breath, the rhythm of life, feeling the sensation of each inhaling and each exhaling. The breathing is the neshima, the breath in Hebrew, expressing your neshama, your soul. I want you to visualize in your mind layers of the soul. As you breathe, as you express your soul, think of a soul as a layered being. Think of the most external layer, the most obvious one, your behavior. Just think for a moment about the things you do, the things you engage in, your work, your relationships, things you say, conversations that you have. Go deeper a little bit to the next layer and think about how you respond emotionally to the environment around you. How do you feel when you're happy? How do you respond when you're insulted? How do you deal with bad weather? How do you feel when you get tensed up or angry or jealous? The emotional responses. Think about that for a moment. Connect with your emotions. Keep paying attention to your breathing and take the deeper next step into the journey of your soul, your cognition, the way you think about things, your perspectives, your ideas, your opinions, your interpretations of life. Now go even deeper into your subconscious, subliminal messages, buried memories. Think about something that happened way back then in your childhood, good or not so good. And now imagine yourself going deeper, into the very depth of your neshama, to the core, to the spark, to the real you. Your behavior, your emotions, your cognition, even your subconscious is yours but not you. Your spark, your essence, think of purity. Just picture in your mind something that is just completely perfect, spiritual, warm, pristine. Think of a candle, something that just is bright, is pure, that has never been damaged. My intrinsic worth, my intrinsic value, the real me. I always have that purity. I always have the power of infinity. And therefore, I always have the ability to improve. Think of the sound of the shofar as being the cry from that very core of your neshama. Come back to where you are and just think of this. Wake up every morning and just think for a moment about who you really are. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is the main time to do this. But actually, every day is a good time to remind ourselves, no matter what happened yesterday, we can make today good because we're intrinsically worthy. So we can improve, we can grow, we can take responsibility, and we can make this day one of meaning and purpose. Thank you, everyone, for listening.